This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on at as usual, 24/7, 365 news cycle. Anyway, and you're on it, by the way. This is spin, spin, spin. So those of you that are out there working out or doing whatever you do this time in the morning, it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. It's 6 o'clock on the left coast. Anyway, we got a lot of things to talk about here. Are we going to go to war with Iran? Tehran planning attacks? Tensions over oil route? Just the same old, huh? Always the same old, it seems like. Continuous problems in the Middle East. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's the Middle East is a bastion of oil, as we all know. And so is Venezuela. And you've got, have we ever thunk it through here that the Middle East is always in turmoil, and now Venezuela is in major turmoil, and some of the largest reserves on the planet are found in Venezuela and, of course, the Middle East, and America. Yeah, we've got, we're like the King Kong of oil right now with all of our fracking and natural gas. Yeah, kind of interesting, huh? Probably never thought about that. And, of course, where is oil headed now? It's probably, well, we don't know. Sideways, we don't know. But that great jobs report numbers that came in on Friday is having an unprecedented, I guess you could say, impact on the Donald Trump campaign going forward for 2020. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. A lot of positive things happening, and, of course, the confusion on the left facing the president is a welcome sight, isn't it? Anyway, it's a lot of things going on. Please visit our website, 821r.com. That's 821r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We've got our convention coming up. Boy, a lot of things happening. The run-up to the convention and pay attention. If you're out there and part of the new California state movement, lots of things going on, so we want to make sure you're up to date on that. The situation, of course, with Michael Cohen, the rat, is it called? The rat, Michael Cohen. His telephone number is, I just so happen to have it right here. I'm not going to call him. He probably wouldn't pick up. What do you think? But I could call him. I got his number. Area code 646. That's it, though. We can't tell you the other rest of it. But anyway, yeah, I wonder if the rat's going to make it all right. I mean, he's going to a place that's kind of like the country club of federal prisons. You know, places where everybody is just sort of matched up with everybody else. I mean, you know, you got heads of state. You got all kinds of interesting folks in this prison. It's a sort of a country club. He'll be able to play tennis. He's just being put away for a while. He's taken off the street. He's an asset. He's just, you know, taken off the street. That's where it's really going to go. Some interesting information that's coming out, though, about the Obama situation. And, you know, I was in some pretty interesting conferences over the weekend, phone conferences and the like. And what was revealed to me was look for some sort of legal action against former President Obama. And this is like the real deal, legal type stuff, okay? So this is what I was told, is that there is something coming, probably premature in making the announcement. But a lot of people are suspecting something's happening, and I was informed by extremely reliable. I'm not saying something might stop it, but there's something going on, and it does involve the former president in terms of investigation, and also Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch. I mean, you could just sort of connect the dots there, and I think that's really what I'm trying to tell you. Connect those dots so that you understand what's going on with some of these things that are out there. It's a big deal. It really is. Now, I see here on Fox News, they've got a thing that says, Sue until it's blue. Scott Walker. I would absolutely support this. GOP must wake up to Dems' state-by-state power grab. And this is something that affects every single state. Nationwide judicial power grab. Okay? It says, former President Barack Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder won't tell the truth when it comes to their redistricting strategy. Okay? And this happens to go into California. Hello? And New California, of course. This is a strategy that Scott Walker, I appreciate him bringing this up. And all of you New Californians, listen up. Former President Barack Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder won't tell you the truth when it comes to their redistricting strategy, but here it is. Pick a state, any state, and sue until it's blue. They have spent years and millions of dollars selling the false narrative that Democrats draw fair maps, while any and all Republican-drawn maps are partisan gerrymanders. While rhetorically cute, their primary goal has nothing to do with fighting gerrymandering, as they repeatedly claim, but to put redistricting in the hands of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats and lifelong appointed judges. Gee, does that have anything to do with California and the strategy that we've been talking about here in California, the redistricting strategy? Well, I mean, we had two propositions to the Constitution that were run in 2008 and 10. Citizens Commission on Redistricting in 2008 for state leaders, such as assembly members and state senators. And then in 2010, another proposition run for what? It was run to do what? It was run for federal seats. Now, look at here it is, 2000 in the 2018. I want you to see how this paid off at the federal level. In 2008, well, we'll do the state too. So they redistrict all these districts for federal and state officials starting in 2008. This is the strategy that they're talking about. And now here it is 2019, and everybody's going, wow, they really did that. Yes, because we can historically look back on it. So what they did in 2008 and 2010 now pays benefits in 2018 and 19. Here you have with the federal and the federal. Now, these are members of the House of Representatives. The redistricting took place between 2010 and 2014. Member of the House, Lou, you saw him with Candace Owen. He's one of the benefactors of this in 2014. His district was specifically drawn and gerrymandered, actually, to include his neighborhood. They just kind of chinked the old the lines right over there. It will pull him in. That's what they did. So those of you that don't know what gerrymandering is the process of setting up elected officials' districts or boundaries, right? Districts or boundaries so that it benefits, well, it benefits one party or another. You can see that. In the case of Lou, they we want you to be in our district, and we'll put you in the House of Representatives, and they did. And how many members of the House are present from the Republican Party out of 53? 7. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. Here we are. We're going to redistrict you. Yeah, we're going to redistrict you. I'm warning you. Fair warning. We're going to redistrict you. Well, you know, of course, I'm giving you more fair warning than the other people. That's a fact, Jack. That's an absolute fact. Okay, so we're talking about right now. By the way, 215-867-8255 is call number. And we're talking about right now, right this very moment, about this notion of redistricting. Everybody says, oh, redistricting, yes, give me a new district. well, you know, and this is one of the things that in our struggle for New California, okay, this is very important to understand. In our struggle for New California, redistricting is huge, but there's another thing where we already had districts of sort, and that was changed by a legal decision back in 1964 called Reynolds versus Sims. This is a fundamental change. See, there's an evolution of these redistricting things, okay, and how the Democrats want to redistrict everybody. So, in other words, they want more democracy. Democrats want democracy, and conservative Republicans want a republic. Hello. That's the fundamental difference. And I'm going to point you in the right direction to understand what this fundamental difference is. It's Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. This is the struggle right now. The struggle is over Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which states in part that the federal government must guarantee a Republican form of government. Period. That's what it has to. There's three elements of the guarantee clause, as it's known, Article 4, Section 4. The government must guarantee a Republican form of government. It must guarantee to keep us all free from invasion and free from domestic violence. Those are the three elements in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the guarantee clause. Now, let's break it out. A Republican form of government is a representative form of government where you have equal power sharing, where you have one branch of government or one entity and sub-entities that don't have any more power than the other. Okay? When you have one entity has mass power over the other, you no longer have a Republican form of government. You no longer have representation. That's the breakdown. It's the fundamental breakdown of it. Do you get my drift here so far? It's a fundamental breakdown. And this is exactly what we have right now in this struggle. That's exactly what Walker is pointing out in this article, is that we have lost representation. So therefore, we now have a democracy. And everybody goes, oh, wonderful, we have a democracy. No, it's not wonderful. Nein, niet, nada, it is not wonderful. A democracy is a democracy. It's actually one-party rule. And by definition, that's called a dictatorship. Maduro, anyone? Adolf Hitler, anyone? Stalin? The mullahs? Hello? It's a dictatorship. Oh, I'm sorry. Gavin Newsom, and prior to him, Jerry Brown. California has a dictatorship. It has a monoparty system. There's no two-party power-sharing system in California. And I was pointing out at the last, in California, the gerrymandering that took place as part of 2008 and 2010 propositions of the changing of the Constitution of California, new districts were redrawn for federal and state. Now, in the federal, you have the members of the House of Representatives. Their districts were redrawn to benefit who? Well, the Democrats who were in charge of all along to do this. Yeah, because we've had nothing but a blue state situation in the Assembly, in the Senate, and in, of course, the executive branch. Even you had Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Socialist himself, who rolled right over as soon as he got his butt spanked by the unions. A lot of people don't remember this, and he turned, oh, I can be left real quick. I'm married to a lefty. Might as well, you know, just join the club, but because I am a socialist after all. I mean, he was raised up in a socialist environment. So he just, that shoe just fit, didn't it? So there's really no, has not been in California since 1996, a real representative government. It's been gone. And now we've gotten to the apex moment in California where you have the slapping dictatorship right here. There is no more Republican form of government. Now, you say, well, everybody says democracy is good. Democracy is evil. It is evil. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say the word democracy or Democrat or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights, because the Founding Fathers knew the dangers of having a democracy. But if you want to make a democracy, then that's what you do, and you start a process. Well, I'm saying the process of creating a democracy all began with the words. Words have meaning, you know. I mean, look at what everybody says right now. Look what everybody says nationally. Everywhere you go, oh, it's good for the democracy. It's good for the democracy. You know, when I see these politicians, Republican or Democrat or whoever, and say, it's all good for the democracy. We're doing this for the democracy. BS. We don't want a democracy. It's a dictatorship. These guys are screwing it up, and they're helping the other side. They're helping the dictator. Unknowingly, start saying the word republic. We want a republic. We want the guarantee of a republic. One of the things that we did in New California is we passed a resolution and sent it off to the president, which he got, that we demand our constitutional rights and he protect it for a Republican form of government. Now, what happened in Reynolds versus Sims that's so significant, that's really the cornerstone of this whole movement that's going on right now, gerrymandering all the districts. And in the case of Walker, what he's talking about with the judges, so we're going to get into that. It was Reynolds versus Sims. And what did they do there? Well, Reynolds versus Sims said this. Instead of following the large federal model of governance, instead of following that, what we want to do is not follow it. We're going to say, look, we think, and the large federal model of governance is this, you have executive, legislative, and judicial, right? But in the legislative, you've got a Senate and you've got a House of Representatives. Representatives for people, for the people, right? And you have 400 plus of them that are scattered throughout by population throughout the United States. And then every state has two senators. You see, the senators represent everything, including population, but also all the assets, all the things that go into sovereignty of a state. So natural resources, sovereignty of the state. Get it? Natural resources, sovereignty of the state. And all other things, business and commerce and education, all the things that go into a given state. Because states are sovereigns. And states, you know, are individuals. And there's 50 states in the union. Now, that was the big federal model. The little federal model says this, states will do what? States will be states. And they have subunits called counties. And every county will have a senator. And, of course, members for their own House of Representatives or Assembly, whatever they call it. And they'll have a bicameral legislature that will be equal power sharing based upon the county and the senator in the counties and members of the Assembly or House of Representatives, whatever your state calls it. They will be in balance with one another. Now, this is what Reynolds versus Sims did. It said, erase the counties. No longer will we determine that a state senator for the states, the report to the state capitals, those state senators, no longer will they be responsible for a sovereign entity such as a county. Instead, they're going to be apportioned, divided up by population. We're going to take that population and we're going to divide it up. Like in California, there's 40 senators. Just so happens there's 41 million people. Guess what? They carve it up based upon everybody gets a million people. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means this. That no longer do senators represent counties. They represent districts. And this is important to get, guys. They represent districts. Districts based upon population. So here you have Senate District number 1 in California. In Senate, now, by the way, California is a big state. And the counties in California are not small. I've been to all 58 of them. They are not, well, some are small. There's a couple of them that are really small. But boy, do they have resources and do they have assets and do they need representation? Yes. But what they did with the Reynolds versus Sims, hey, population, okay, Senate District number 1, in order to be populated in Senate District number 1, we're going to have to include 11 counties. So to get that 1 million mark, Senate District number 1 in California has to be 11 counties or parts of counties. Now, I ask you this. Can a senator properly represent the county if he's representing 11 counties? Any of one of those counties? And the answer is no. I've talked to some of these state senators around here. They go, I can't possibly do it. I cannot. In other words, there are 11 different entities, 11 different sheriffs, 11 different county boards of representatives. There's 11 business models for each county. I mean, it goes on, and the resources of each county. You know, one of the counties up there is heavy into timbering. The other one is heavy into rice farming. I mean, you start to take a look at that. That every one of those counties needs proper representation, but no, not with Reynolds versus Sims. So what you amass then is what? Well, the Senate became nothing more than based upon people. There's 20, if you take a look at the most populated counties, listen to this. If you go to San Diego, Orange, and Riverside, and L.A. counties, down there in that area, highest population density in California, you'll find there's about 22, 23 senators there. Well, that only leaves 17 to cover the rest of the state. You got it. So you see the power sucked right down there. As soon as Reynolds versus Sims and the whole full effect got there, it got there. Now, here's the other part to this. Add what Walker is talking about. Add this into the equation. As he says, wait a minute, Reynolds versus Sims, there's a continuum that's been going on all throughout the nation, and it really started to reach its apex or its zenith, if you will, in the situation with Obama. They started seeing these things. Well, what did they see, Paul? Well, they started to see that there was a lot of gerrymandering, and there was a lot of using courts to sue so that you could get redistricting in the hands of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats and lifetime appointed judges. Get it? Now, this is the thing about gerrymandering, partisan gerrymandering. We set it up in California to take it a step further. What we did is we provided for in 2008 and 10 this redistricting so that you could do what? Now, what is their achieving? What's the achievement, by the way, in 2018 from this process of 2008 and 10 where they set up these citizens' commissions on redistricting, which still is in effect. And by the way, many of these citizens' commissions on redistricting, guess where their public, guess where their public forums were held? In Oaxaca, Mexico. What's up with that? When I called and complained, I said, excuse me, but why are we having a public hearing for redistricting in Oaxaca, Mexico? Oh, it's public, isn't it? It's to the public. It could be open to, I said, public to United States citizens of the United States. Oh, no, no. Really? Now, of course, what we have going on, guess what? We have an assemblywoman who's introducing American citizenship to illegal foreign nationals in California. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. Just kind of taking a step down a little bit more, right? Blurring the lines of distinction. So the element that that Walker's talking about here is you've got gerrymandering. Like I said, you've got the 2008 and 2010 situation for federal and state. The result, of course, as I mentioned in the first segment, federal and state, look at this. In the state level, there's 80 assembly members. Now, after 8 years of this, okay, it's been 8 years since it was implemented. 8 years, this is the yield for California. Now, you tell me what's wrong with the picture, right? There's 80 assembly members, and guess how many are Democrat? 60. I hate it when that happens. Oh, that only 20 Republicans. Right. There you go. That's, and better yet, now, because senators are by district, not by county, there's 40 senators. Oh, boy. What are you going to say here, Paul? There's 40 senators, and 29 are Democrat, and 11 are Republican. There's one that's up for debate right now. I mean, there's one election coming. Hello. So you got a Democratic legislature, a supermajority, supermajority in the Senate, and you've got, of course, a dictator at the top. And they're passing laws right and left. 2,300 laws that have been introduced. So the yield there, you can see the yield in 8 years. Now, let's go forward for really the last 6 years, because it took 2 years to implement the proposition from 2010 for federal officials, which, of course, federal is the House of Representatives. In the 2014 cycle, okay, is when it really kicked in. Here's the deal. From 2014 to 2018, California, in the number of House of Representatives, I believe in 2014, that number, a total number was like, we had 50, there's 53 members of the House of Representatives, was something like 18 or 19. That number dropped again by 2018. Now, listen to this. There's only 7 members of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. Of course, they had to change the voting laws, didn't they? And, of course, they changed the redistrict. They redistrict everybody so that Democrats would have a better power base in the voting. And on top of that, of course, then they brought in this other part of it, the other element of it, which is to redistrict, to get people into the redistricting that are unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats and lifelong appointed judges. Without any kind of, this is why people say, well, I didn't vote for that. Well, no, you didn't. The unaccountable bureaucrats did it for you. Isn't that nice? And what have we got? In the end, we have a democracy. A dictatorship. There you go. And we've done it to ourselves, right? Oh, we voted everything in. Well, so they say. So they say. So we got election rigging. We've got redistricting rigging. We've got lawsuits and a strategy basically to get accountable bureaucrats and lifelong appointed judges, okay, unelected, into places where they can monitor best how to keep the Democrats in power. And that's exactly what's happened. They go on to state here, that it says their strategy makes sense. There are plenty of unelected federal judges presiding over these redistricting cases, right, who will enthusiastically toss out constitutionally drawn maps to help elect more Democrats. That's exactly what happened recently in both Michigan and Ohio, despite the entirely dubious and suspect arguments from the left. It will also be a surprise. It will also not be a surprise if liberal federal panels do the same thing in other states in the coming weeks. Look out for this in California, of course. In recent years, that we've seen this over and over again, and it's time that Republicans wake up to the reality of the Democrats' nationwide judicial power grab. Well, you know, and again, California's been leading the pack, huh? It's called Californication. This is how they Californicate you. And again, with elections and so on, we see that blatantly. The most glaring example in my mind of what happened in Wisconsin. Democrats spent millions of litigating against our policies while simultaneously working to elect radical left-wing activists to our state Supreme Court. They wanted nothing more than to undo all that Republicans had accomplished in Wisconsin over the past 8 years, and Republicans fought back and stalled their plans. But the long battle to keep Wisconsin heading in the right direction has only just begun. We got a break coming up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda. Am I on a roll or what? I hate it when this happens, don't you? Well, the left hates it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Those of you that are concerned about the Orville Dam, as we all are, the elevation at 9 o'clock Eastern and 6 o'clock Pacific, as it's reporting, is 886.67. Approximately outflow is at 9,606, and inflows is at 14,111 cubic feet per second. So there's about 5,000 cubic feet, approximately, per second coming in that they have not mitigated. And of course they say they're going to keep it rising up to the 900 foot mark. So you're 4 feet from about 13 feet from the top now. And the spillway, the Ogeeville Weir, the water starts to spill over at 901, and it fully tops out at 908, actually, if you go farther all the way down towards the parking lot. So that's an elevation rise there. And, of course, that's where it was the last time it did this, and we don't know what their plan is, because I just looked at one of the creepiest photographs of the front of the spillway of the Oroville Dam, and, man, does it leak like a sieve. It's amazing the leaks that we're seeing. Like a sieve. But, you know, so it goes, right? So it goes. Okay, so anyway, this portion of Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. 800-266-4715, and the code word is AGENDA. MyPillow, 800-266-4715. We really do appreciate all of the information that, well, of course, all the products that we sell, too, with MyPillow. And anyway, was on the Dave Janda show. We're going to play this portion, not right now. God, where does the time go when you're having so much fun here on Agenda 21 Radio? We're going to be playing that in the second hour, so you kind of get a catch-up on the Oroville Dam situation. We have grievance number, are you ready for this? 67 coming out. And we just got all kinds of stuff going on in New California and want to make sure that you are understanding. This is really a big movement, and it's moving quicker and quicker, quicker and quicker and quicker. So that was quite a bit of the discussion yesterday on the Dave Janda show, as well as the Oroville Dam. So we'll get that one all straight away for you. Okay, so, yeah, this whole thing about redistricting is something that's sort of a pet peeve of everybody in New California, because it's a focus of lack of representation. It's the focus of lack of representation. And, you know, the lack of representation is a key thing, no matter where you're looking, in terms of all these states that are out there. Now, I do have to tell you that it's really, really interesting to see what's happening with the new Illinois movement. Yeah, the new Illinois movement that is absolutely exploding out there in Illinois. We're going to be talking to some people from there also. And, of course, we will be releasing what the topics are and so on. We actually have everything ready to go for the new California State Convention on the 17th and 18th in Fresno, California. And we'll be discussing the agenda tomorrow. We'll roll it out, as well as a grievance number 67. You know, we didn't really read grievance number 66, but we'll definitely get to that. Okay, we got some other news, though, I want to get through here real quick. This Iranian situation is one that's, well, I guess you'd say kind of popping off, to say the least. It's a boy. I guess this is what the other thing. So USA warns Iran, Tehran planning attack, tensions over oil route, and so on. And also Michael Cohen is, you know, I'm going to We're going to switch to guns here and see what we got on the situation. Let's see if we got a live stream of Michael Cohen going to jail. Well, he's not going to jail, really. You know, some people might think he is. No, he's going to, you know, fantasy land for the federal, from the federal standpoint, where people like him go, and you know, people like you and I don't go. you know, we would go to the appropriate prison, I guess, of our choice. No, we don't get that, but he does. He does, but that's just the way it goes. He may, in fact, be, as I'm looking here and trying to get an understanding of what's going on, he may, in fact, be there now. Apparently, he's been trying to do everything he possibly can do to get away from going to prison, but he negotiated himself some really, really bad deals. For himself, but I don't see anything coming up on any place that's showing it. It's supposed to show it, you know. Anyway, we've deployed a carrier strike group to send Iran a clear and unmistakable message about what's going on. Iranian dissidents call for Tehran's embassies in Europe to be shut down amid terror threats. Iranian economy is collapsing as Trump administration tightens sanctions, report says. Now, the upheaval that's going on here is primarily because of so-called threats that we've been receiving from the militants, if you will. And I don't know if this is true or not, but the U.S. is sending the USS Abraham Lincoln carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East in order to send a clear, unmistakable message, according to John Bolton on Sunday night. Bolton said the deployment was in response to a number of troubling escalatory indications and warnings on the part of Tehran, but did not elaborate. Such deployments are rarely announced in advance. And he says here, any attack on United States interests or on those of our allies will be met with unrelenting force, Bolton said. The United States is not seeking war with the Iranian regime, but we are carefully prepared or fully prepared to respond to any attack, whether by proxy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or regular Iranian forces. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Collusion? There's a collusion thing going on right there. Pompeo is colluding with Russia. they're colluding. Stop it. Collusion is happening. Right. He's going to meet in Finland on Monday. I want to be a fly on that wall. Let's see if any dossiers come up. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so it's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. Oh, my God. Oh, for all of you royalists out there. Fox News breaking this moments ago. We're breaking it. We're breaking it. Moments ago. Says Meghan Markle and Prince Harry welcome their first child. Breaking news. I have all these little things. Dun, 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 you know, all that stuff. I should break those out to chime in on these kind of moments. Says the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, has given birth, Prince Harry said Monday. It's the couple's first child. Now, click here for more, it says. I don't know why they can't just tell us right up front, because I already know. It's a boy. They welcome their first child. There you go. It's a boy. A baby boy, early Monday morning. We are pleased to announce that the Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, welcomed their firstborn child in the early morning of May 6, 2019. Their Royal Highnesses' son weighs 7 pounds, 3 ounces, the couple announced via Instagram. The Duchess and baby are both healthy and well, and the couple thank members of the public for their shared excitement and support during their very special time in their lives. So everybody else who's out there, and you know, we celebrate the birth of a child like this. What about the abortions? A little bit of reality on Agenda 21 Radio. How many babies, black babies in particular, known as American citizens, are aborted in New York every year? Yeah, I hate to be a downer here, but you know, these are some realities that we have to face, isn't it? The realities of abortion and what we do to our own American citizens, regardless of their color and their ethnicity or an economic background. The abortion industry. What are we going to do about it? I know what we need to do. I know what our hearts are telling us. We need to stop it. Anyway, okay. Got a lot of things coming up. I think we're going to do the Dave Janda thing coming up here in the next hour. Also checking in on the Orville Dam situation. Because, you know, dams are leaking too, you know. When the spillway's leaking, I don't know what you call it. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe we're going to have to be drawn to our knees and realize that the dam is in danger. Danger, danger, Will Rogers, danger. Anyway, Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Come to the convention in Fresno. It's historic. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio